This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by The Legacy Journey, a biblically based class that will give you a plan for building wealth and leaving a legacy. If you're out of debt and asking, now what? Go to stewardship.com to get your questions answered. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown. Always an honor to spend this time with you each and every day on the dial at stewardship.com and also on iTunes. This is a call-in show where you call in asking about what the Bible says about life, what the Bible says about money, what the Bible says about relationships. So give us a call, 866-357-3283. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. Or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That email address for you again, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And I don't do this all the time, but I've got to tell you, take advantage of social media. There's such a great opportunity for you there to reach out. And back in the day, you used to have to pay top dollar to be able to sit down and talk with a John Maxwell or a Max Lucado, because you didn't have this thing, social media, where you can dig into their wisdom day in and day out. And I definitely am no John Maxwell or Max Lucado, that's for sure. But I've had a really good time connecting with several of you on social media, learning from you, you learning from me. And so it's a lot of fun. My social media handle is Chris Brown on Air. That's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the platforms. And it's been fun. Even today, as I've kind of scrolled through and learned from several of you, I've gotten a bunch of new friends, friends from events that we've had over the last several weeks. Washington, D.C., got some friends there now, some friends in Tucson and Fayetteville. And I've got some good buddies now, social media buddies in Orlando and L.A. and Chicago. So it's been a great month and got to meet a lot of you. And so thank you so much for reaching out on social media. Again, that social media handle is Chris Brown on Air. And you got to ask yourself, who do I want to learn from? If I'm not one of them, that's completely fine. But maybe it's a John Maxwell. Maybe it's a Joyce Meyer. Maybe it's a Joel Osteen. Maybe it's a Jonathan Falwell. I don't know who it is. But let's reach out and learn from them. They're giving you a lot of free content all day long. So take advantage of social media. It doesn't have to take over your world. You can be responsible with it. So anyway, that's my little social media rant for you. Folks, we're here right now in Nashville. We're right in the middle of our stewardship conference. And we've got a bunch of pastors from all over the country, executive level pastors, whether lead pastors or ministers or priests, and then executive level leaders. They're all here in Nashville, and we're diving into this area of stewardship at our stewardship conference. So a lot of fun. Pete Wilson speaking, Dave Ramsey speaking, Rabbi Lappin speaking, Todd Mullins, Perry Noble, of course, myself, Rachel Cruz, and we are having a lot of fun. I want to ask you, would you please pray? Because there's going to be a lot of lives that are changed because these pastors who are leading so many people are being encouraged and being equipped in this area of stewardship. So please be praying for that. We kicked it off yesterday, and we go all the way till tomorrow. So be praying for that, please. Well, folks, you guys hear me talking all about Financial Peace University on this show all the time. We've seen it change lives time and time again. So if you're looking for a plan to get out of debt for you or maybe for a friend, we want to give you the best opportunity to take control of your money, even when you're busy, when you're on the go, you have a million things going on. You can experience the same life-changing material online and on your own schedule with the Financial Peace University online. So check that out. Go to stewardship.com to learn much more. Well, again, the phone lines are open, 866-357-3283. You are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And first on the line, we've got Josh calling in from Chicago. Josh, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, I need some advice. I'm in a rut, and I need to figure out what I need to do to get out of it.
Okay.
I've read Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover, and I did everything he said not to do. Of course, I read the book after I did it all.
Yeah.
I went out and I traded in my car that I had, I owed $8,000 on. Traded it in for $4,000 for a brand new car to where I owe $21,000 on a car.
Mm.
If that wasn't bad enough, I got a Jeep. You know, I bought a Jeep and I owe $10,000 on that. So I owe close to $30,000 on two vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We make probably $40,000.
Okay, so you've got a lot of... You're wondering how you get out of these cars.
Yes. Do I need to... I don't want to sell my Jeep because I really love it. I have buyer's remorse about the Sonic. And I just want to know if I should, you know, call the bank, say, take it back, sell it for what you can and work out a payment for it, because I'm actually going to be working at my church on staff as the youth pastor, so I'll be taking a pay cut from what I'm making now.
Yeah.
To where I can actually pay for all of it. I'm not making any money or saving anything, but I can pay for it all. But when I take this pay cut, because it's ministry, you'd never know if you're going to get a paycheck the next week because it's Chicago. It's, you know, it's a different world.
Yeah. You've got several options. None of them are good from
yeah.
a standpoint of comfortability. But the bottom line is you want to run as fast as you can towards no payments as fast as you can. So there's several ways you can do that. You can obviously go back and talk with the people that you bought these cars from and say, hey, listen, what are my options? And they'll probably be bad options. But there'll be options, and you can find yourself 2 weeks from now, instead of owing $30,000 to maybe owing eight or owing 11
mm-hmm.
or owing six, whatever it might be. So you could do that and you could feel a lot better fast, and your peace of mind won't be in your driveway. That'd be one thing.
I have a question about that. Do I talk to the banks or the car dealership?
You can start with the dealership. You're probably not going to go anywhere, but at least you'll have the closure on that's not an option.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go to a, you know, credit union or go to a bank and see what they'll do and say, hey, listen, I need a loan for $10,000 because I got to pay off this $4,000 gap and this $6,000 gap, or this four and this three, whatever the gaps are between what you owe and what it's worth. But whatever that amount is, maybe it's going to end up being 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have any other debts besides these cars?
Oh, why'd you ask?
You do, don't you?
I have credit card debt, and I actually have a loan debt already because I got all excited. I got a loan debt, paid off all my credit cards, but as Dave Ramsey says, and I'm sure you say, that's not the problem.
Yeah, you're right, too, and it's not the problem. And here's the deal, Josh. You have other debts, so I want to be really super clear here and give you some really just clear advice. If I were you, and you're going to do whatever you want, but if I were you, I would make sure that both those cars are gone, and I'm driving a beater as fast as possible, and I'm getting out of this as fast as possible. Okay, so the average person takes out a $26,000 car. You're kind of like falling into this average at 9.6% interest. At 6 years, they end up paying $33,000 for the car. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So whenever you go, here's what you need to do from here on out. This is not a Dave Ramsey thing. It's not a TMMO or Total Money Makeover thing. It's not an FPU thing. This is deeper than that. Whenever you go to purchase anything in the near future or long term, you want to run your purchases through this filter. Okay. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Okay, that's what it says. You got to ask yourself, this purchase, okay, what I'm about to purchase, what I'm about to do, this transaction, is it going to allow me to press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me? Or does it actually hinder me and delay that goal? And when you do that, you're going to make better decisions. So it's not a Financial Peace University thing. It's just deeper than that. If you start doing that, then that whole ministry thing starts to happen a lot faster. And just one more clarification, Josh, to help you too. I don't want you to think of, and I don't want anyone listening in to think that ministry automatically means low pay. Listen, wherever you go to work, you might want to give them a season out of loyalty and out of relationship, but if they don't pay you a fair wage, you should not work there. And I'm saying that very, very bluntly, because the scriptures are clear about that too. You should get paid fair market value for what you do, whatever you're providing, whatever service you're providing to the community. So I disagree that ministers should get paid less than everyone else. So anyway, run it.
I do agree with that.
Yeah. So run it through that filter, Philippians 3:14. Get that book back out, read it, and you know, you've got your Bible, the only Bible, the bestseller of all time. Yeah. But you're going to also be reading that that Total Money Makeover at the same time, and you're going to start making better decisions. You've got this. But the biggest thing is that sacrifice to go down in car. Okay, you got this, buddy.
So you've been using Financial Peace University. You're on the plan, out of debt, and working the rest of the baby steps. But now you're hit with a whole new set of questions, things you weren't even thinking about while paying off debt. Well, that's why we created the Legacy Journey DVD Home Study. These biblically based lessons will teach you about building wealth and leaving a legacy. They'll give you a plan for the next steps in your financial journey. If you want to know more, head to stewardship.com and get your questions answered today.
The number is 866-357-3283. Make sure you're continuing to call in. And before we get started with our next call, I want to give a shout out here to Jeanette. She posted on my Facebook page, said, "Hey, Chris, we're binge listening to your show on the podcast. We're trucking America and thanking God for our blessings." Pretty cool. It's just cool to know that in any industry that there are some strong believers out there. And in the trucking industry, I just love that. And, I think that's really, really cool. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Next call comes in from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is Dave. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. And yourself?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, I have a question. I have an issue with a creditor. Mm-hmm. They're threatening to hold my license against me. I had an accident, and then it went to, I didn't get paid off because, once again, I'm, as they say, I was financially an idiot because I was not taking care of my finances properly, and so I ran myself into a lot of debt. So it went to a collection agency, which ended up being this law firm, and they actually did take me to court, and my license, they did get suspended. Mm-hmm. The thing is they want me to pay like $1,500 down and $250 a month in order for them to sign a waiver stating to release my license from the DMV. Mm-hmm. Well, I explained to them the situation, and I told them about the Dave Ramsey, that I'm paying off my small steps first, working my way up to the biggest. Mm-hmm. And they said they don't care. We want our money, or otherwise you're not going to get your license back.
So this is officially suspended with the DMV?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the debt again?
It was for an accident that I didn't have insurance at the time, and I had an accident.
Okay. So it's a transportation related debt.
Yes.
Okay. So this, you know, for me, it's a governmental debt. Okay. So it's kind of like the IRS. Yep. And whenever we have one of these kind of scenarios where they really have some power over your life, unlike other creditors, we allow that to kind of disrupt the debt snowball, and you move them up to the front and take care of them. Because what they're doing, if they can take away your license, what they're doing is they're disrupting your ability to be able to work the debt snowball, because you can't even get to work.
Exactly.
So that's the big thing. So that's the only reason why this happens, is when the government gets involved with some kind of tax debt or some kind of debt where they really do have some legitimate control of your life, unlike a credit card company. Then we want to move them up to the front, because there's some major repercussions if you don't make them happy.
Okay. But now, like I said, I've got other outstanding debts. I've got well over just about $20,000 in debt. Mm-hmm. Because last year, my father passed away, so I'm paying for his funeral. Mm-hmm. There are some other, I just got recently divorced at about the same time that this happened, so I owe my attorney money.
Yeah.
It's like it's one thing after another, and I'm just wondering if my options would be, and I kind of don't want to do it, But would my options would be just to say the heck with it, file bankruptcy on it all.
Never.
And try to start my life.
No.
Start my life all over again.
Mm-mm. No. No. Ecclesiastes 5:5 says it's better to not make a vow than to make a vow and not repay it. Okay. If you've got the money,
okay,
you have the ability to work and you can make this happen, do it. And you're going to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now. How much do you make a year?
Roughly about $32,000.
Okay, so the next 3 or 4 years, you need to be done with this because you got intense. And really, at $32,000 a year, if you're only working 40 to 50 hours to make that happen, I would take an extra job. I would get.
I already do that.
Okay, well, if you're already doing that, that's great. But so with $32,000 a year and 0 and 20, you should be done within the next 3 or 4 years. Attack it, go after it, live very simple, been on a tight budget, and you've got this. But yeah, definitely don't give up, because you know, if you give up and just throw up, you're never going to have your dignity. You're never going to have your pride. You're never going to have closure. You're never going to have that sense of accomplishment. You don't know what? My back was up against the wall and I did it. And God was there with me the entire time and I persevered because of his power. Or okay, you're going to live the rest of your life having no self-respect. Saying,
yeah,
the reality is you can pay this, and I want you to be able to do that. And I want you to be able to have that pride at the end of the day. So you got this, okay?
Yes.
Now, folks, listen. We've got to understand what creditors can do and what they can't do. And I know many of you are getting these phone calls from people all the time, and they're bugging you like crazy when it comes to collecting debts. You're very aware that you're in debt. You don't need someone to remind you about this. And I, you know, wrote an article about this. It's at stewardship.com, and it's all about what creditors can do and what they can't do. And so I want to invite you to go to stewardship.com. If you're kind of wondering, hey, can they bug me like this? Can they call me several times a day? Can they call me at work? Can they call my sister? Well, they can't. And there's a lot of other things in that article too. So I want you to make sure you check that out at stewardship.com. Hey, I don't know if you knew this or not, but in the month of May, we're giving away $20,000. And let's be honest with each other for a minute. We are all saving up for something. I know I'm saving up for a ton of stuff. Kids' braces, summer vacations, all that kind of stuff. But whether you're trying to save up for your first $1,000 emergency fund, or you just want to take a really awesome vacation, it's always nice to have a little bit of extra cash in hand. So we want to help you with that. Okay. We're giving away $5,000 to one person every week this month. So $20,000 total in the month of May. You can enter once a day. Go over to stewardship.com. Again, stewardship.com. And there's a link there for you to enter. It's called the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. Again, you can enter to win once a day at stewardship.com.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. You can email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com with your questions or your success stories at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's get back to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
This next call comes in from Los Angeles. This is Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
I have a quick question for you. I need to be as anonymous as possible, but I work for and a very, very successful movie producer, director
mm-hmm.
here. And
how's Spielberg doing?
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Let's say Spielberg is definitely a friend of his.
Okay, I got it. Cool.
So I work for him, and recently a job recruiter had contacted me based off of my LinkedIn profile.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been personal assisting for many years. They contacted me about wanting to recruit me to come over to a fashion designer who's an international fashion designer and be his personal assistant. And long story short, the new position was about a $20,000 pay raise for me. Now, I really, really, really struggle with this, and they need an answer. Like, today is my final day to give them an answer. Mm. I do know which way I'm leaning, but they wanted... My job now has so much job security, and so it's a matter of, you know, is 20 grand worth giving up the job security and growth that has been pretty much assured to you at your current place of employment for risk?
Yeah, and the unknown. How much do you make now?
So right now I make 50 grand a year, and I'm, like I said, I'm pretty much at the not taking that new position. Mm-hmm. And my employer knows that and has assured me that financially, I have a 1-year review coming up in July. Mm-hmm. That financially, they understand what they were offering me, and I don't need to worry about anything because I will be. I'm just trying to be discreet, you know.
Yeah, like, no, of course. Yeah. How did your current employer find out about this offer?
I wanted to be along this process. I wanted to be as open as possible with him because I didn't want him to feel. First off, I wanted to make sure that he knew I didn't go looking for this.
Yeah.
You know, they reached out to me. And then second, I didn't want to burn a bridge. I really do love my job.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be as open and honest about it as possible.
And how was this offer? Have you got a chance to meet with this person quite a bit, 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 times? Or was it just over was it a real quick offer?
It was a lot of a negotiation. I knew what I had wanted to do the position. I knew, you know, the recruiter said to me the day he called me, he said, what would it take for you to leave your job now?
So he knows you. He knows what he's offering. He knows what you can produce.
Based off of what my resume, yeah, he saw that. And then, you know, I told him, you know, the personal assisting world is like none other. You can either get in with someone who will drastically abuse you,
yeah,
or you can get in with one of the nicest people in the world. And I needed to assure that this new person's personality was someone who I felt comfortable working with. After meeting twice with him, mm-hmm, I think there's a lot more that is going to be required of this job for what they're offering.
Mm-hmm. How long was the last assistant there?
The last assistant was there for 4 years, but he was in the position has changed a lot as mm-hmm far as, you know, the position was more of an assistant to the design team. They're now hiring someone for the design team and a personal assistant for the CEO. So it's gotcha. They split the position up.
Well, I think it's pretty cool, Kevin, that you've got multiple offers. It's a good problem to have. I think it's great that your current employer knows that you're so marketable and that he's got to raise the bar to keep you. I think that's healthy. Mm-hmm. And everything I hear so far is very, very healthy. And based on everything that you've told me, I'm with you. I'm staying loyal to where
yeah
I'm at. Everything points that way. Actually, I don't have anything in me that leans towards this new opportunity at all.
You know, and I really, really appreciate hearing that because for me, I felt like I needed to entertain it because for me, it's like, when does money become a deciding factor over comfortability and security?
Yeah.
And that was hard for me to determine because mm-hmm I've never been in this situation.
And fulfillment. I think the whole process is very healthy for you to investigate. And I think it just gives you a lot of internal knowledge of how you're wired, and I think it's all great. So I think it's mm-hmm very, very good. So cheering you on in your current endeavor, and I'm excited about you getting that raise.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I tried to keep, you know, my God first and center, and I mm-hmm prayed so much about this because, I don't know, I think that's the one way to be led.
So. Yes. You don't think, you know. That's awesome.
I know. Yeah.
Very good.
Right.
Kevin,
thank
we appreciate
so
the
much
call.
Absolutely. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Well, folks, don't forget, head over to stewardship.com and check out Financial Peace University online. Get on a plan, get out of debt, save and budget wisely, and invest for the future, all on your schedule. If you've already been through Financial Peace University, which I would estimate is about half of you based on your calls, then let someone else know in your life. Who needs to know about that? This online is available. You know it's blessed you, right? Matthew 5:15 says, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and gives light to everyone in the house." If you know you've got something that has blessed you tremendously and has blessed a lot of people and has taken the junk out of your life so that you can actually see and experience Jesus, then you got to share it. Okay, so I want to thank you so much for joining this crusade of reclaiming stewardship in America. We are doing this together. Folks, thanks for listening in. Until next time, let's manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.